The Australian Children's Laureate founded in 2008, and it serves to promote the importance of reading, creativity and stories in the lives of young Australians. Previous laureate holders include authors such as Maurice Gleitzman, who penned Once and Then, and Lee Hobbs, known for Old Tom. This year's recipient, Ursula Dobosarsky, is Sydney-born author known for The Terrible Plop and Too Many Elephants in This House. She spoke to The Wire's Malvika Hemant about what the role means to her and what inspired her to become a writer.
Well, it's a big thrill. It was a very unexpected thrill when I got the phone call. It's an honour. You know, I've been writing for a long time, but it was not something that I was expecting, so that was the exciting part. Then I suppose once you've said, yes, I'll do that, then it's the slightly more daunting task of actually having to think about what the position is for and how you can best honour the position.
What inspired you to become a writer, especially a children's author?
I always wanted to be a writer from when I learned to read, when I was six. I never particularly thought to myself, oh, I want to be a children's writer. And it was really just in my 20s, after I'd tried writing many things, and then a friend of mine who was an illustrator for children actually said to me, why don't you try and write a children's book? So I thought, oh, I'll give that a go. Ever since then, and that's 30 years ago, all the ideas I've had have been for children.
Can you explain the theme, Read for Your Life?
The idea of the Laureate is to roam around the country and even the world, celebrating and encouraging children's reading. And I thought about what would perhaps be the most practical, simplest thing that I could do. And I decided I would encourage children all over Australia to become members of their library, with the idea being that you may very well learn to read by the time you're eight, but in fact, reading is a lifelong activity. To be a good reader, you have to keep reading. It tied in the Read for Your Life with the sort of message that reading is a kind of lifelong pursuit.
How do you plan to use your role over your two-year term to promote reading, particularly in remote areas?
I will be travelling to quite a few remote areas, and the good news is libraries that are out in remote areas often have a special big bus where they will take books to children who live in those sorts of areas. It's like a mobile library. You will open up the doors and you walk inside and you can join that library and you can borrow those books, and then when they come back a week or two later, you can return them and borrow some more.
Are there any specific strategies you'll be using to encourage children to read and go to the library?
I guess I'll be travelling in person to lots and lots of places to try and enthuse children. I'll be reading to children. I'll be singing to children with my ukulele. I'll be doing little plays with children about how good it is to read. Probably a lot of that will be kind of a personal encouragement. Then for children that I can't get to, though, the Laureate website has lots of I've written fun writing and reading activities for children to do for every month of the year, that each month they can get on the website and look at the new activities. And I can also do sort of remote link-ups to schools that I might not be able to get to, but I can still talk to them through a video link and, you know, hear their ideas about what they like to read and what perhaps they find difficult to read, and just generally celebrating reading at every opportunity.
Ursula Dobosarsky, Australian's Children Laureate for 2020 through 2021, speaking with The Wire's Malvika Hemant.